Eccoci qua, Claudio Contini al microfono su radiosonar.net, che vi dà il benvenuto a una nuova puntata di Original Street Grooves. Per chi ci ascolta in diretta, oggi è martedì 9 febbraio e abbiamo una puntata monografica, questa volta però su un'etichetta importante che per l'hip hop della West Coast è stata pionieristica e fondamentale. Avrete forse già intuito, parlo della Ruthless Records. Ruthless Records, etichetta fondata da Eazy-E, già Eazy-E degli NWA, fondò questa etichetta nel 1987 proprio per poter far uscire il disco del suo gruppo, che erano appunto gli NWA, che si erano formati prendendo il musicista Dr. Dre, che già si occupava di musica, e poi una serie di personaggi che gravitavano, diciamo, nell'orbita della Los Angeles sotterranea, della Los Angeles del ghetto, di Compton soprattutto. MC Ren, che era grande amico di Eazy-E, che rappava. Ice Cube, anche lui rapper che già faceva delle cose insieme a Dr. Dre a livello casalingo. E poi appunto c'era Eazy-E, che inizialmente doveva essere soltanto il Deus Ex Machina della situazione, ma che in realtà si è poi trasformato in hype man barra rapper e direi veramente l'anima del gruppo, grazie a Eazy-E, che chiese poi la collaborazione di Jerry Heller, personaggio controverso che era già nel business della musica. La Ruthless vide la luce e da lì in poi cominciò una storia incredibile, piena di dischi di successo e di classici dell'hip hop in senso assoluto. Il primo album che la Ruthless fece uscire come etichetta fu il mitico Straight Outta Compton degli NWA. Però prima di arrivare a questo, vi voglio far ascoltare un po' di cose che erano agli albori dell'etichetta, agli albori della Ruthless, agli albori degli NWA. E siccome ci saranno un bel po' di pezzi anche oggi, come la settimana scorsa, andremo di nuovo a doppiette. E la prima doppietta riguarda uno dei primi pezzi degli NWA, perché prima che la Ruthless prendesse corpo uscì una compilation che si chiamava NWA and the Posse, che riuniva gli NWA e una serie di personaggi che erano, diciamo, loro amici musicisti, tra i quali Arabian Prince, The D.O.C., la Fila Fresh Crew. E adesso ci ascoltiamo due pezzi, appunto, uno proprio degli NWA che si chiama A Bitch Is A Bitch, che è rappato esclusivamente da Ice Cube, che era appunto su NWA and the Posse, uno dei loro primi pezzi insieme a Dope Man e Panic Zone, e poi a seguire Three The Hard Way, che è della Fila Fresh Crew, e anche questo incluso in questa compilation storica NWA and the Posse, appunto. Quindi partiamo così, Ruthless Records Episode Original Street Grooves, y'all.
Female with a disease of character and attitude. If you will, a snob. However, in the view of NWA,
a bitch is a bitch, so if I'm poor or rich, I talk in the exact same pitch. Now the title bitch don't apply to all women, but all women have a little bitch in them. It's like a disease that plagues their character, taking the women of America. And it starts with the letter B. It makes a girl like that think she better than me. See, some get mad and some just bear it. But yo, if the shoe fits, wear it. It makes them go deaf in the ear, that's why. When you say hi, she won't say hi. Are you the kind that think you're too damn fly? Bitch, eat shit and die. Ice Cube coming at you at a crazy pitch. Why? I think a bitch is a bitch.
Who the fuck you think you calling a bitch, you little sorry motherfucker? I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to. Let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I'm not no
bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yo, you can tell a girl that's out for the money. She look good and the bitch walk funny. She ain't no dummy, she'd rather cut knife in. Yo, bitch, fuck what I'm driving. See a young nigga that's striving. You're through.
without a BMW. That's why a bitch is a bitch, I guess. Or either PMS. Here, test the girl that's kinda snobby. And I bet you dissing niggas is her hobby. And after she finished the test, grade your date a B. I. T-C-H. And watch her get mad cause she know it's true. She know. But a nigga like me will say fuck you. Do like Ice Cube, slam her ass in a ditch. Cause a bitch is a bitch.
Why I gotta be a bitch?
I ain't call you no bitch. If you listen to the goddamn song, it'll tell you what a
song,
bitch is.
I'm not no motherfucking bitch.
I didn't say you was a bitch. If you stop
fuck
acting like a goddamn bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you. Who the fuck you think you are?
Scandalous ass hoe.
Yeah, I'm a good
fuck
hoe,
you.
Bitch.
Suck my dick, bitch. Oh, scandalous ass doo-doo dog.
It's a mix to make your moves move enough to soothe. Slow and low and you can go inside a based up groove.
So funky.
This gotta be, ain't no need to discuss it.
Yo, dog.
I'm finna kick this shit,
I write the bust.
Rhymes created by the doc, most definitely.
Damn.
Look, could be beaten by this brother with some badass breath. Ain't no joke, he needs his cold cousin breath. It's
cold, dope.
As he talks, I can smell it. And I'm seeing the smoke, that's the bad breath. Bandit, you know what's in store. Stay away, cause that breath will knock you
up.
The boy is soda, I don't understand. Test his breath inside his palm and burn his hand. He's a touch destroyer, a Listerine killer, a cavity employer, a yuck my pillow.
Hey man, you bullshit.
Nah, that's a fact, first case. I wish Bellamy's could take his breath away, but he's always in effect. Smelling like dead vermin, walking the bitches with his firewalls burning. With some twitch with a curl, just as funky as well. I mean, he has a little woman that can match his smell.
Yes.
He has a girlfriend, this is not pretend. She uses deodorant that's made for men.
Scratch sniff wallpaper all over the house.
Aw, shit.
Yeah, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
They need 10 bars of soap, 3 boxes of Tide to make them presentable to go outside. Now, my story is true, in my opinion, candid. But that is my tale of the bad breath bandit. But you know, that ain't even half of the shit.
Well, what's up?
Bitch is there running away. You know what, Chase?
Yep.
Don't want to talk about her? Bust it.
Oh, kick ass, man.
Let's talk about a girl who's a bona fide witch. Name is Tammy, better known as Bitch. The boys in the hood all treat her like liquor. Quick as the way they pass her around and then stick her. Not saying she minds. She's a first class skeezer. Always on the jock, but only in Pisa. Man with the money and the looks to show.
So you say she's a witch?
Yeah, Tammy's a material hoe. You get laid. You got the bike to make a bitch you get paid. Tagging time is a process like when you use a computer. Use her and do her like they did in the old days.
Still
a hoe and she knows it, yeah, the knowledge is there. So they say that she's slutty and she tell him she don't care. But y'all, I'm keeping my clear, even though she is pretty.
Cause we only use Tammy for a guest to the city.
Right on. This. Tammy ain't the only fucked up freak in the city.
Man, who else, man?
Oh, come on, Rock. You know her now. You know her. See Biscuit rap, right?
Yeah,
yo, go on. Bust it, homes.
You stand around the bitch and your nose turns white. You ever thought about what Big Bird shit smells like? Well, you take that aroma, multiply times two, and you think about Susie.
So smelling Susie.
She's a girl that has a power to kill a fresh flower. Rock smell a hoe and say,
damn, that bitch is sour.
Now, I don't judge. I mean, it's not what I'm thinking. People do what they want, and I guess she likes stinking, but whatever. Deal. I think someone should
call Guinness.
That bitch is kicking a scent that fucks up case. Tennis shoes and a dress. Dressing fresh to impress. She really ought to be embarrassed because that girl is a mess. If you ever see her, you'll duck and cover. She looks like your sister but smells like your brother. And since they tell me Trey, honestly pays, I let her know that she reminded me of the Gunsmoke days. But it ain't no
thing.
It just thinks she'll
sing.
To me, it's like she needs a little
Irish spring.
You ought to know what I'm saying. I hope I made myself clear about the 3 assholes. But y'all, I'm out of here.
Eravamo a fine 1987 quando gli NWA esordirono con i loro primi brani, appunto, uno rappato da Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood, super famoso, Dope Man, che poi è stato incluso anche in Straight Outta Compton con un verso aggiunto in versione, diciamo, remix, e Panic Zone, ma soprattutto A Bitch is a Bitch, che è un classico dell'hip hop proprio rappresentativo del ghetto di Los Angeles, rappato esclusivamente da Ice Cube, che era il rapper più in vista, perché anche quello che scriveva da più tempo all'epoca degli esordi degli NWA, esordio effettivo degli NWA, che appunto veniva un po' equilibrato, diciamo, mescolato anche ad altri nomi, tra i quali i Filla Fresh Crew che ci siamo ascoltati con Three The Hard Way, gli NWA che però fecero il botto nell'anno successivo, 1988, con il loro vero e proprio album di esordio che si chiamava Straight Outta Compton, che è stato ripreso da tutti e da tutti per la grafica della copertina, per le musiche, per i pezzi, addirittura ci hanno fatto documentari e ultimamente anche un ottimo film che vi consiglio di andare a vedere. Straight Outta Compton vedeva Dr. Dre prendere il largo come produttore, con dei beats incredibili, aggressivi, pompanti e praticamente l'emblema del gangsta rap. Siccome Straight Outta Compton è un disco incredibilmente famoso, dal quale spesso e volentieri mettiamo i pezzi più importanti, che sono la title track, Fuck the Police, Gangsta Gangsta, oggi invece vi voglio far ascoltare la pussycat del disco, che non si sente quasi mai ma che secondo me è veramente una bomba, che si chiama Parental Discretion is Advised, che vede anche il rap di D.O.C., che era uno che stava a tutti gli effetti nel giro degli NWA già dall'epoca, pur essendo di Dallas e non californiano, ed è un pezzo incredibile con una base un po' diversa dal solito per quelle di Dr. Dre, con tutti che rappano secondo me al loro meglio, ed è un pezzo incredibile. A seguire una cosa che sembra veramente assurda se collegata allo stile gangsta della Ruthless Records, perché nello stesso anno di Straight Outta Compton uscì anche Supersonic delle J.J. Fed, un gruppo femminile che riprendeva un po' anche come look Salt and Pepa, molto old school, un sound molto più divertente, molto più party rap, e ci andiamo ad ascoltare proprio la title track, che peraltro fece grandissimo successo. Quindi una doppietta, NWA con Parental Discretion is Advised featuring D.O.C. e Supersonics delle J.J. Fed.
1, 2, 3, kick it. Hey, Dre, what's going on, man? What's going on? Hey, what y'all gonna do for this last record? I'm telling what y'all gonna do. Okay, you want me to do the intro? Alright. Parental discretion is advised for the moment while I'm getting candid. Now understand it. Ain't your typical in any way, though the pro on the mic is a D.O. till the C. This is an intro. I know the doc makes you wanna take a volume. So buy a bucket, cause I'm coming is my album. And for the record, meaning my record, check it. Listen to the single and you be like, yo, I gotta get it. But in the meantime, listen to the rhyme of the Dr. Dre play with N.W.A. Yellers on the drum roll, rocking the beat. Hey, yo, Dre, where you gonna take this shit, man?
Hey, y'all, let's take it to the street. Word let up. Them understand perfection. Let knowledge be the tool for suckers to stop guessing. Cause I don't give a fuck about a radio play. Observe the English I display. Lyrics for the adults. Children have been bored and scarred from listening to something so motherfucking hard. Dope, pumping, that's all my shit will never falter. Yo, it's Dre, the fuck the mind of an altar. Psycho, like no other motherfucker, so step to me wrong. G.O. for what you're in over, be warned. Never will I leave like a regular, cause I'm a little better than a regular competitor. I used to see him on stage, earning money like a thief, but without a cage. Until I got full of clocking the lane, getting pulled.
They said you wasn't gonna get paid.
Nah, that's bullshit. They like it stylistic, and I enchant the crowd like I'm a mystic. Cameras are flashing when I'm in action. A photo of fresh with a flair for fashion. Pure simplicity, see, it's elementary. You hear one of the hardest motherfuckers this century. Try to comprise a word to the wise and it guides. Parental discretion is advised.
Rent is most extremely high performance. The black hat, cause I worn this, cause it's like enormous. Some shit I don't take it, not even in a toilet. And shit from a sucker put in a pot and I boil it. Turn up the pilot as it burns. And maybe the motherfuckers will learn I'm not a sub, cause I speak sensible. Not considered a prince, cause I'm a principal. I'm engineering the shit that you're hearing. Cause when it comes to power, I'm power steering. Silly you say, I say you're silly when you say it. Rushing to the eject to put my shit in and play it. It's like Apollo, but I'm not an amateur. And I'm not giving a fuck while I'm damaging ya. It's for the record. Surin's lyrics is gonna spin it. And if it was a trophy involved, I'd win it. Possession is mine and I'm the holder. Cause a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck cause I'm older. So for you to step off would be wise and say fuck it. Parental discretion is advised.
I be what is known as a bandit. You gotta hand it to me when you truly understand it. Cause if you fail to see, read it in braille, it'll still be funky. So what's next is the flex of a genius. My rapping stutter stepping if you've seen this dope. You hope that I don't really mean this. But it played, made the greater high top betas. Now my trademark when I get loose in the dark. You guess it was a test of a different style. It's just another motherfucker on the pile. Driving your ass with the floor of your tongue. You hung yourself shortly after knowledge was brought to your attention. By the hardest motherfucking artist that is known for lynching. Any sucker in a minute, stagger them all. When I start flowing like Niagara Falls, Ice Cube
when I bust, parental discretion is a must.
Little did they know that I would be arriving, and it's surprising rocking it from where I've been. But it's an E, here to take, no mistakes will be made in the trade where funky ass records are being played. Fuck the regular, yo, as I get better, the bitches wanna trick and go stupid up on the dick. So I get them hot, thinking they're gonna get it as they sit, rubbing their legs like a cricket. To you it may be funny, but there's no surface of beef without money. So slip the C note and you can choke on a wing ding ding-a-ling down your throat. Foreplay, to me ain't shit. When you spread them, I'm ready. Then you can get the dick of the ease if you can deal with the size. But if you can't, parental discretion's advised.
See, it's three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rock is non-stop us and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people.
It's not real hard, it's plain and simple.
Baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic. Motivating rhymes are creating, and everybody knows that JJ Faz devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile, cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic.
Supersonic is a word when people start to listen, especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it, but when it comes to our lady, you might even try it.
Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say, cause when it comes to JJ Fab, you can get no play.
Supersonic.
Supersonic.
Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can
cut and scratch,
but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay, cause when he cuts to the beat,
it sounds this way. Hit it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Big in your behind. Supersonic.
Toward the motherfuckers, the Easy Does It, Easy and MC Rin, e a seguire the DOC.
People know what supersonic means. We didn't try to brag cause JJ Fat is just too clean.
Now baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be supersonic.
Supersonic.
Quindi il sound della Ruthless Records inizialmente, almeno, non era soltanto gangsta, c'erano ancora dei residui che venivano dall'hip hop degli anni 80, diciamo così, e lo dimostra questo pezzo delle JJ Fad, Supersonic. Anche il loro album si chiamava così, album che peraltro negli annali risulta uscito un mese prima di Straight Outta Compton, quindi ufficialmente è quello il primo album della Ruthless Records, perché Straight Outta Compton è uscito l'8 di agosto dell'88, mentre Supersonic delle JJ Fad il 5 luglio. Supersonic che peraltro diventò disco d'oro, quindi ebbe un discreto successo negli Stati Uniti, più di 500.000 copie vendute, ma è nulla in confronto al botto che fecero gli NWA con Straight Outta Compton, che vendette più di 3 milioni di copie e divenne triplo disco di platino. Un successo che fu ripetuto in maniera quasi simile da uno dei membri degli NWA, proprio il fondatore della Ruthless Records, Eazy-E, che lo stesso anno, anzi direi quasi un mese dopo circa, fece uscire il suo primo disco da solista, che si chiamava Easy Does It, con testi scritti completamente da Ice Cube ed MC Ren, perché Easy non era un rapper, lo aveva sempre detto, però aveva una voce potente e un flow che funzionava, e tant'è che Easy Does It fu un grande successo, anche questo doppio disco di platino. Ci furono tanti bei singoli, io però vi voglio far ascoltare uno dei pezzi più hardcore del disco, che era un duetto con MC Ren. Come vi dicevo, i due erano grandi amici e lo dimostravano in questo pezzo che si chiamava Too Hard Motherfuckers, dove appunto Easy veniva affiancato da MC Ren. Circa un anno dopo, nel 1989, uscì l'album di esordio di The D.O.C., questo che era il rapper forse più lirico del giro degli N.W.A. e della Ruthless, album completamente prodotto da Dr. Dre, che si chiamava No One Can Do It Better, che era aperto da It's Funky Enough. Quindi è questa la doppietta che ci ascoltiamo: Two Hard Motherfuckers, Easy and MC Ren, It's Funky Enough, The D.O.C.
Yo, Dre, where's the goddamn drum machine?
Aw, shit, I left the motherfucker with Pooh.
You dumb motherfucker, what the fuck we gonna do now?
I don't know.
Hey, man, I got some drums in the back.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Do it look like we could play some fucking drums?
Man, I can play the drums.
Bullshit.
Man, I used to fuck it up at Compton.
You're a motherfucker.
That's bullshit.
Get this nigga some sticks. Sticks.
Yo, fuck it up, Yella.
We're two hard motherfuckers, taking out any punk ass suckers. Can you believe this? If so, be frightened. We're strong as fuck with the power of a titan, setting a mark of destruction. Get it? So don't front and say you ain't with it. You wanna rumble with us, you can't hang, because it's something like a two-man gang. Start some shit is what we do best. Just care about ourselves and say fuck the rest. So yo, Easy, bust it and shoot to kill, and tell these stupid motherfuckers the deal.
I look you dead in the eye, then I spit,
yeah.
And tell you to your face, punk, you ain't shit.
You ain't shit.
I don't give a goddamn about feelings, I'm just happy just as long as I'm killing. A 187's in progress, nigga. Just as soon as I pull this trigger, automatic heavily, I start firing. And the kids on the block, I'm the one they're admiring. A bad mouth nigga on the violent tip, I catch you talking some shit and I'ma bust your lip. Now who you gonna tell that I'm making you soft? The police ain't shit, cause I'm paying them off. I move slow, always ready to go, so fuck it. And bitches on my dick, they know that they can suck it. I'm a hard head, always having a fit when I'm not allowed to tab shit. I'm a hard motherfucker.
Now look at me, I'm a crazed bitch with a gangster profanity pitch. Ren is a nigga that don't give a fuck to a pussy ass fool trying to press his luck. I'm ready to scrap this if you're ready to go. I'll take you out going toe to toe, even start a conversion and hit you from the back while you're getting fucked up by a ruthless jack. Critical condition is what you receive, thinking of some backup to go and retrieve. But Easy, tell them what would happen, my man.
They would get fucked up by a ruthless clan.
So it's simple, we don't give a fuck, right? So you and your boys can get the fuck out my sight. I'm on tilt with class, getting ready to blast, cause I'm a hard motherfucker. Hard motherfucker. Hard motherfucker.
And Ren is fucking it up again, scheming up a plot before we begin. Because niggas like to stare like a bitch sometimes. They say, how can the niggas have some hell of a rhyme?
It's simple, tell them what we mean when the two baddest motherfuckers step on the scene.
Now this is some shit.
Yo, what are you saying?
These stupid motherfuckers, they think I'm playing, talking all kind of shit, but I'm cracking it up. I can afford to laugh cause I'm backing it up. I'm not a buster, I'm more like a hitman. So if you don't wanna throw, yeah, you can get banned. You know, like the fuck away from me, so you can stop the shit trying to fuck the Eve.
You heard what he said, and it's the truth. So what's up? So if you want me to go, well I'm about to nut up the two baddest motherfuckers alive. So I don't think that you and your boys can survive. You got a girl, well if she's good to go, I bet me and E already fucked the hoe. A train was in effect and your bitch was rocked by a hell of a nigga that was hard to stop.
You're in, let's jet, let's get the fuck on out.
Because everybody knows what we're talking about. We're two hard motherfuckers.
Y'all ready for this?
Comes the two to the three and four, then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyrics on the top like a rod, make it sound smooth and later make a dub. Enunciate well, so that you can tell I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the fuck and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage, see the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So here is my conclusion, you will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's a cop, finish that a buff, I think I'll let it play, cause play it ain't funky enough. Hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearses, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close, cause of knowing. There's no stopping the dock when I am flowing. But in the event, someone would try to juice this, stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And stick with tell me this. You gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just drop him. Continue with the rhyme and make sure I get mine with no static, cause it's something I send G to get my nine. But lessons I've endured, now I get it all in fun and let it play. When the people say, Trey, yo, you're as funky enough.
Word Motherfuckers da Easy Does It, Easy and MC Rin, e a seguire The D.O.C. con It's Funky Enough. D.O.C. che ha avuto la tragedia di fare un incidente e che, fatalità, gli andò a compromettere le corde vocali che vennero tagliate dalle lamiere dell'auto, e tant'è che ancora oggi ha una voce che non gli permette di rappare, purtroppo, pur essendo uno dei rappers più in forma della prima Ruthless Records. Nonostante questo, è continuato a rimanere attivo come Ghost Rider e anche come produttore, ed è ancora in qualche modo nel giro di Dr. Dre. La Ruthless Records è stata un'etichetta che ha avuto tantissime vicissitudini particolari fin dai propri esordi. Dopo Straight Outta Compton, infatti, Ice Cube, come documentato peraltro anche dal film, andò via dagli NWA per questioni economiche e andò in un'altra etichetta a fare dischi solisti con una carriera incredibile che tutti quanti ben conosciamo. Peraltro è appena uscito un singolo, proprio in questi giorni lo passeremo nelle prossime puntate. Gli NWA però continuarono la loro attività anche senza Ice Cube, e il disco successivo, quello che uscì dopo Straight Outta Compton, fu un EP che si chiamava 100 Miles and Running, che uscì nel 1990, quindi 2 anni dopo rispetto a Straight Outta Compton. E da questo disco, tutto prodotto da Dr. Dre, ci ascoltiamo Real Niggas. Però prima uscì quello che secondo me è uno dei dischi più belli non solo della Ruthless Records ma della West Coast Hip Hop in generale. A febbraio dello stesso anno, 1990, infatti, ci fu l'esordio in lunga durata degli Above the Law con Living Like Hustlers, che è uno veramente dei dischi più clamorosi che secondo me dovete andare ad ascoltare. La produzione è clamorosa e per molti Dr. Dre, nella sua carriera solista che avvenì successivamente, prese molto dallo stile degli Above the Law. E da questo disco, che io ho ascoltato all'epoca veramente in continuazione, non smettevo mai di ascoltarlo, ci andiamo ad ascoltare adesso quello che è uno dei miei pezzi preferiti in assoluto. Un pezzo sui generis per il loro stile, perché è molto lirico, e si chiama Just Kicking Lyrics. Quindi doppietta, Above the Law, Just Kicking Lyrics, NWA, Real Niggas.
Yo, this is something new by Notorious Ass, Above the Law, in the motherfucking place, the illustrator KMG. Yo, 187, you gotta let them know what's going on.
See, I'm like a psycho, I meditate with the beat, I add a rhyme to make it sound complete. I go into a state of mind that I very seldom enter, to put it on a black plate of wax with a hole in the center. Understand, I'm not the greatest, above the law, it's always
funky fresh, and we will never be the latest. Look at that, we two steps ahead of you. I just simply get up on the mic and do what some MCs are scared to do. Go for the gusto of soul. Yo, I keep my hat cutting low. I'm a friend, not a foe. A pro as an artist, give my hardest. It's the farthest that I'll take it up the ladder. See, it really doesn't matter, cause oppositions, I will scatter. This I call rhyming, yo, not chitter chatter. Like Michael Mexi, I'll be taking a stand. The man with the plan, making you dance on the dance floor. More of a new style that's worth your while. It's from Pomona, so you know I had the latest shit on you. Hit the switch, then we'll wind the shit. Grab a 40 ounce and go mac to a bitch. Now, ladies, please don't be offended, because my lifestyle is hustling, and see, I'm in it to win it. Yo, what could I possibly be saying, man, when I do it like that?
Just kicking lyrics.
Dope lyrics.
Dope lyrics.
Funky lyrics.
False.
Unlawful.
Unlawful.
Yo, drop your lyrics. See, I live in large. I clock dollars from day to day, and on the weekend go out for some play. I'm like ballin' with the untouchable HBC. Real brothers that are down with me, and if I call on them, you gonna pay the cost, because we putting out contracts for you to get tossed. Muffle, broke bones, we throw you in the river. Cement shoes so that you sink much quicker. Cause me, I got a habit, one way or the other. I'm taking out your family, your sister and your mother and your brother. Undercover, I got to keep my hands clean, and when this shit goes down, I'm nowhere to be seen. You know, what could I possibly mean, Dre?
Just kicking lyrics.
Dope lyrics.
Dope lyrics.
Untouchable,
untouchable.
Notorious,
notorious.
You're a true baller. Now see, I have to break it down like on a funky tip, so you don't wanna slip or trip or maybe go overboard. You can't afford to ignore this style. Above the ball, steady house and no change to that. I don't smile, I always keep a serious face. So if this beat is that funky, why don't you pump up the bass and fall into the groove like you're supposed to, but not too deep, because we got another show to do. This is dedicated to my brothers and sisters, the white, the black, and all the hip-hop listeners. One nation staying under a groove, above a log, pure in it, the winning, we don't lose. I'm not a new jack, that's more crack, don't play me like one. 87's got the power, if you wanna come get some, son. I think your status is weak, you never compete, but I don't have to sweat it, cause my plies is just too deep. Yeah, we kick ass and take names and remain the same. We live large, why you sit and complain? I have to break it down to all the people I know, from LA, New York, Detroit, and Chicago. Oh, I can't forget Dallas and DC, Miami, Florida, St. Louis, and Philly. But back to the subject of rocking and jocking, making it funky, then funky, keeping you hyped and hype, making you hot. So hot you wanna drop to your knees, make the whole damn nation catch a deadly disease. Cause when I rhyme, I makes a killing. And if you haven't seen our show, you don't know the feeling.
Word.
That's all I gotta say. I'm just smooth. Kicking lyrics.
Unlawful lyrics.
Dope lyrics.
Yo, what's up, niggas?
Cole 187, the brother stepping into
is
the
back in this motherfucker.
Illustrator K.
And this is only the single. Wait until the motherfucking album comes out. We're gonna have some more of that good shit. The shit you just can't fuck with. But yo, we ain't finished. Tell them what's up, man.
Yo, man, there's a gang of motherfuckers out there on the dick, man. Every motherfucking state wanna be like, wanna look like, wanna act like, wanna dress like, wanna sound like motherfucking style stealing, clone ass NWA biting ass motherfucker everywhere, man. Non-reality singing, non-reality feeling, non-reality living ass motherfuckers, man. Hey, I don't know, man. Reality is important to me, man. So fellas, man, tell these niggas what it's like in the minds of real niggas.
Prisoner, like a hostage, yo, you should've covered your motherfucking head like an ostrich. Deep in the dirt, cause you's a sucker. And your ass up high so I can kick the motherfucker. Don't try to hang your best avoid, cause my foot'll be so far up your ass, you'll get hemorrhoids. Before you try to bump with Ren, I put two in your ass and you'll be shitting size 10.
First come, first serve, whoever's got the nerve, step up and get what you deserve. From the word of a motherfucking hip-hop maniac, brainiac, so what you oughta do is step the fuck back. Now how the fuck you think the rap will last with your ass saying shit that'll set in the past? Yo, be original, your shit is sloppy. Get off your dick, you motherfucking carbon copy. Falling deeper
living in drums for many a styles was one of the reasons a nigga ran 100 miles cheating and out beating the crowd. I kept seating, but weak motherfuckers biting off and they kept eating styles that kept them full of bull, cause the focus were local at nightclubs and not getting paid in full and got the nerve to cuss. Only reason niggas picking your record is cause they thought it was up.
Yo, giving what I gotta give, doing what I gotta do. You don't care for me, so who gives a fuck about you? You can't harm me, alarm me, cause we're the generals in this fucking hip hop army. The niggas with attitudes, if you didn't know, we blow flow and didn't move slow from the get go. Yo, titles to take it. Yo, fuck this shit, yellow kick the break in.
It's the real thing.
You are now.
You run but you can't hide, you know I'ma find you, cause a nigga like Rand's only 2 steps behind you. Don't look back because you're shaking and all scared. A nigga in black can be your scariest nightmare. So sleep with the lights on, forget that the mic's on. Don't step on the motherfucking stage without nights on. Go see a psycho and then you just might go mentally fucked up when I let the right blow.
All these niggas with the jibber jabber, but couldn't kill a fly with a motherfucking sledgehammer. Gangsters in black are out there, but only because, yo, it's the shit that we wear on my motherfucking dick. But I'ma love it when you drop like a motherfucking brick. So yo, step off, go to bed, cause if you're misled, you get a motherfucking bullet in your forehead.
Black, the good, the bad, the ugly, see? A long streetwise nigga, you know me. Rollin' with some real niggas, plan for keeps. But you motherfuckers know who run the streets with that hardcore hip-hop rap shit.
Now how much harder can another nigga get?
Tryna be like us, sound like us, dress like us.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
So nigga, 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 please. Since you own the dick, why'd you drop to your knees? Cause I'm a motherfucker that's out to kill. Eazy-E, a nigga that's real.
Real niggas, straight off the streets of Compton. Quick to get in your shit without a second thought. And if your ass gets smoked, it's my bullet you caught. So if you're talking shit about the niggas in black, bow down to the kings and Raider Hat.
They played out, that's what niggas was chanting. One nigga left and they said we ain't happening. People had thought we was finishing and done with. But if you think about it, yo, we really ain't done shit yet. So cover your ears and wipe your tears and quit sniffing all over my dick for new ideas. And when the new record comes, don't come like a fucking bum. Asking for fucking money to buy you a fucking crumb. You're all the dicks of four niggas, not one. And when it comes to dicks, you don't even have one. So brace yourself to make sure you don't get fucked up. Cause if I let you slide, it's just cause you're lucked up. Don't come in my face again because I'm a floyer. And if you're a bitch, I'm a fuck. Can ignore ya, because my attitude's a little bigger. Cause MC Ren is one of the real niggas.
Lost in the motherfucking world of madness, sadness, but Dre's just a nigga that's glad it's sucker motherfuckers like you making whack jam. Because it only shows you how dope I am. Never try to ignore us. When I'm expressing, stand still like you're full of rigor mortis. Cause I'm a real nigga, but I guess you're bigger. You can break me, take me, but watch me pull the trigger. Dre's just a nigga with heart, a nigga that's smart, a nigga that's paid to stay when others are scared to play. We started out with too much cargo, so I'm glad we got rid of Benedict Arnold. Yo, N.W.A. criticize for what we say, but I'ma do the shit anyway. Cause I'm the motherfucking doctor, never faking. Yo, yellow, kick the motherfucking break in.
Vi sto facendo ascoltare dei pezzi un po' diversi dal solito di quella che è la storia della Ruthless Records. Perché? Perché insomma alcuni pezzi sono veramente dei classici che qui a Original Street Grooves sono stati passati spesso e che comunque sono conosciutissimi. Ad esempio anche dal disco degli Above the Law, pezzi quali la title track Living Like Hustlers o Murder Rap, insomma sono conosciuti e ce li siamo ascoltati più di una volta. Vi ho voluto far ascoltare questo lato più lirico del gruppo di Los Angeles, Just Kicking Lyrics, a seguire Real Niggas dall'EP 100 Miles Running degli NWA, dove Dr. Dre diventava ancora più aggressivo e MC Ren prendeva il comando a livello di scrittura. E questa è stata poi anche, diciamo, la sostanza del disco ultimo e finale degli NWA come il gruppo, Niggas for Life, oppure I Feel for Ziggen, se lo vogliamo leggere al contrario, come era scritto nella copertina. E proprio da questo album ci andiamo ad ascoltare il prossimo pezzo che è un classico, perché in quel disco veramente è difficile trovare pezzi che non sono classici, e questa è proprio la title track immancabile con una base incredibile, appunto Niggas for Life, gli NWA. Però siccome stiamo facendo le doppiette non ci fermiamo, e il prossimo pezzo, quello successivo, è un pezzo completamente diverso a livello di atmosfera, perché l'artista più funk, più dusty della Ruthless Records si chiama Cocaine, che nel 1991, praticamente quasi in contemporanea con Niggas for Life, fece il suo esordio, che si chiamava Addictive Hip Hop Music, che era un mix tra hip hop, funk, strumentali, e ci andiamo ad ascoltare il pezzo che vedeva la collaborazione proprio di Code 187 degli Above the Law, che si chiama Inner City Hoodlum, Cocaine e prima ancora NWA.
You can personally, do what you I want. Think the lyrics are a bit too mind. Harsh.
I ain't no nigga. Fuck this.
All of it is bullshit. The way you talk about women is bullshit.
What you motherfuckers
plain
doing for the
bullshit.
Black community anyway? Motherfucker, I got kids. I don't want to listen to that bullshit.
Fuck the nigga!
Motherfuckers need to stop.
How can you call yourself a nigga and be proud of it?
Flatline.
Bullshit.
Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Well, it's because motherfuckers wanna blast me and run me out of my neighborhood and label me as a dope dealer, yo, and say that I'm no good. But I gave up jobs so niggas wouldn't have to go out. Gave up some dope in a corner so they could show out. When the cops came, they gave a fake name, because the life in the streets is just a head game. So therefore, to make more, a 15-year-old black kid will go and rob a liquor store and get shot in the process. He ate up a 9-bullet, now he's put to rest. Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? I guess it's just the way shit has to be. Back when I was young, getting a job was murder. Fuck flipping burgers, cause I deserve a 9-to-5 I could be proud of, that I could speak loud of, and to help a nigga get out of, yo, the concrete playground. But most motherfuckers only want you to stay down. But I'm a smart motherfucker, you see. One of the best producers in the rap music industry. Gets paid like a motherfucker, a young brother that don't give a fuck about another, yeah. Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Because police always wanna harass me. Every time that I'm rolling. They swear up and down that the car is stolen. Make me get face down in the street and throw the shit out my car on the concrete in front of a residence. A million white motherfuckers on my back like I shot the president. Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Because my mouth is so motherfucking nasty. Bitch this, bitch that, nigga this, nigga that. In the meanwhile, my pockets are getting fat. Getting paid to say this shit here. Making more in a week than a doctor makes in a year. So why not call myself a nigga? It's better than pulling a trigger and going up the river. And then I get caught a nigga anyway. Broke as a motherfucker and locked away. So, to cut out all that bullshit, yo, I guess I'll be a nigga for life.
Nigga! Practice, you. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
Nigga, 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 please. I'm treated like a fucking disease. You say, why do I call myself a nigga so quick? Cause I can reach in my drawers and pull out a bigger dick. Yo, nigga say nigga, we cool, but crackers say nigga, nigga, not the fuck up. But I gotta be a fast nigga to never be the last nigga, or I have to beat your ass. First I curse because I'm real with this to keep my shit straight bumping. Murder created by the streets of Compton. And I get it from the underground poet. I live it, I see it, and I write it because I know it. And if you think I'm fucking your wife, you're motherfucking right, yo. Cause I'm a nigga for life.
I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are men. And I should only love that for me. I love the two niggas.
Nigga, this, nigga, that. The actual fact is that I'm black and bound to attract the attention of another, I mean the other. But I'm a motherfucker that'll have him running for cover. You see, I don't give a fuck about nothing except getting paid, getting bitches and issuing stitches, which is all needed to read it and find a rhyme. And then it's time to say the niggas here to stay. But what about the fake niggas, the house niggas? To get paid quick, they gotta suck a fat dick. But NWA is out of your motherfucking range. We ain't gonna change a motherfucking thing.
I call myself a nigga cause my skin won't lighten. I call myself a nigga cause the shit that I'm writing hypes me, hypes other motherfuckers around me. And that's the reason why they wanna surround me and ask me, why do I call myself a niggero? Ain't none of their fucking business cause I let the trigger go. So get out my presence and get out of my sight, cause MC Ren is a nigga for life, yeah.
You a nigga till you die. If you're a poor nigga, you're a poor nigga. If you're a rich nigga, you're a rich nigga.
Once
but you
down,
never stop
man,
being a nigga until you get to be educated yourself.
Cut them conniving motherfuckers. One motherfucker named Fast Black and the other inky black motherfucker named Smart Doc. Now what these two nickel slick niggas had in common was that they could ring game on motherfuckers like it wasn't nothing but a thing. You see what Fast Black was? He was a thieving motherfucker. I mean, the nigga was so good he could still stink out of shit if he wanted to. But you see, on the other hand, Smart Doc had more of the player's hustler stuff, if you know what I mean. Now how these two motherfuckers operated, I mean, the shit that Fast Black used to take, he gon' give it to the nigga named Smart Dark, the pimp, the hoes, the whole nine yards on the street, you know what I'm saying? The hustle shit. Now, these two inner city hoodlums gon' tell a little story like this, and they gon' maintain a level of status of falling to complete what they have to do underground, and these motherfuckers gon' go like this.
Now this is not pertaining to the color of skin, only giving you a clue of how I make mans. I like to introduce myself, my name is Fast Black. Welcome to the world of booze, bitches, and paybacks from the land down under.
Fast Black is the man to strike your ass like thunder.
So I proceed to be a nigga that'll take your shit, a number one player that's out for the big hit. And if you plot that grip and think your last pump up like Jack in a Box, you smoke that ass. Surprise, surprise, I bet you think I'm tripping. I'm taking all your goods, cause I finally caught you slipping. Tiptoed in the hood to my homie to get paid, cause my oligopostor was kinda big.
Well, what do you do?
I persist to use my street bit, cause I'm what is known as an inner city hoop.
Shut your ass. Now Fast Black is known for handling things. I think that nigga was a blast from the past. Give you a mega dose of insulin to give you a funky reaction. But on the other hand, on the other side of the B-side, that is, was a sly ass nigga that had to make more money. Now he ain't gonna go into detail like this to let you know how he did.
See, I'm like Robin Hood, but with a different twist. Cause I take from the suckers and I sell it to get rich. I can do this shit smoother than the eye can bleed. You can call it a feeling or an instinct.
Yo, talk, what's up? How do you keep your hoes in line?
Well, the key to pippin' is to control a woman's mind.
But you know, it's still ain't understood.
See, I pick 'em well, I pick 'em young, I pick 'em good.
Okay, so how you sum it up in all actuality?
I have to say I have a player's mentality. Gonna slide to the side with the gangster glide. Keep my game down packed so I stack and stay alive. Move on, I do it quite bold, because the key to hustling is to make a fat bankroll.
Fast,
faster than you can run. Yeah, faster than the brother that broke when I shot my gun. Cause it's an everyday cycle for me to spend $1 and make $3.
Now Sweet Talk must confess. Yes, Sweet Talk must confess. These niggas had it somewhat going on. They had everything set up from northeast, southwest, every cross the US motherfucker had. But they felt unsatisfied, so they had to get into a jack move. And they gon' tell you a little underground story like this. Check it out, y'all.
Yo, Doc,
what's up?
I see a chill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking in the player's choice, nigga, damage.
Why is that, Black? Do you have some type of fear?
Hell no, I'm just reading about the hustler of the year.
Tell me, Black.
What's up?
Yeah, what's the fool's name?
Some fool named Winnie bragging about fame. From the looks of the nigga, he really ain't shit. You thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, let's jack this nigga quick.
Two low-down niggas incognito. Hella disguises and we swooping in the fucked up Rico. Got to the spot with no delay. Park down the street so we can make a smooth getaway.
Yo, Black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, since this is your field, go up to the house and show these fuckers the deal.
I got a better idea.
What's up?
I need your help on this.
Uh-huh.
You got to run the front and back, you know we got a circle. Cause you take the front gate
and you take the back gate.
Kill them all and take the shit, then we make a break,
yeah.
Took out the fool from the back.
Yeah, then I took out the fools from the front.
But before I could say the move, one of his boys drew.
I had to smoke his ass, it's like a blunt.
In the house is 3 hoes, 5 keys. And a fool named Winnie down on his knees. Like a rat eating cheese, saying please, don't smoke me.
I give you what you need. Money, hoes, even hook you up on weed.
I ain't gonna smoke you, homie, don't worry about it.
Gli NWA nel loro atto finale come gruppo nell'album Niggas for Life, dal quale ci siamo ascoltati. La title track a seguire era Cocaine insieme a Cold 187 degli Above the Law, per il pezzo tratto dal suo album Addictive Hip Hop Music, che si chiama Inner City Hoodlum, un disco, quello di Cocaine, che io vi consiglio di andare a scoprire o a riscoprire, perché è sicuramente una delle cose più sommerse del mondo Ruthless, ma è una piccola chicca perché è più quasi funk che hip hop. Comunque lo spirito è veramente uno spirito funk di quelli che ricorda un po' Sly and the Family Stone, ma anche i P-Funk All Stars, con ovviamente il tocco street, il tocco hip hop inevitabile. Insomma, un bel disco che peraltro è andato anche un po' inosservato, secondo me in maniera ingiusta. Tra le altre cose, nel 1991, quando la Ruthless Records era arrivata ad un successo direi quasi inaspettato, soprattutto grazie agli NWA, ma non solo, si lanciò anche in progetti, diciamo, tra virgolette, alternativi, per non dire sperimentali, e ve ne voglio far sentire due qui di seguito, due doppiette, che, scusate, una doppietta di due numeri veramente per intenditori. Il primo è un pezzo tratto dall'album d'esordio e unico di un duo che si chiamava Yomo and Molky. L'album si chiamava Are You Experienced, proprio come quello di Jimi Hendrix, ma non c'entra assolutamente nulla. È un album assolutamente hip hop, ma un hip hop molto rilassato, molto molto smooth, che era quasi più avanti rispetto a quelli che erano i tempi dell'epoca, tant'è che poi, lo vedremo più avanti, il pezzo che ci andremo a sentire è stato praticamente rifatto dai Bone Thugs & Harmony, gruppo sempre della Ruthless Records, prodotto completamente da DJ Yella, il DJ degli NWA, che quando Dr. Dre se ne stava andando aveva cominciato a prendere le mani, ha cominciato a prendere, diciamo, anche la briga di produttore, e il pezzo si chiama For the Love of Money, e loro sono Yomo e Malky. Poi a seguire invece ci ascoltiamo il pezzo di un flautista. Ebbene sì, c'era anche un flautista nel roster della Ruthless Records che si chiamava Jimmy Z, uscito nel 1991 il suo album di esordio dal titolo Musical Madness, soprattutto strumentale, funky, jazz e soul, diciamo. In questo caso però, con la produzione e anche la partecipazione al microfono di Dr. Dre, il pezzo si chiama Funky Flute, Jimmy Z.
What they do. They steal for one purpose, for the love of money. Cleo had the need for speed, fast cars, fast women, fast money. Ain't nothing funny. Living large was a daily routine. I mean, the green was king, plus the end justifies the mean. See, Cleo gotta hustle with every corner, every alley, every store, and itching for more. Robbing trucks with furs in them VCRs, keys to cars, and maybe you if your grip was thick. See, money was power to Cleo. It bought respect and fear and tears and cheers and dope for years. In God we trust, or in paper we trust, but paper's a must for the love of money.
For the love of money, I know a broad that's scandalous, so let's see if y'all can handle this. I think her name is Mona, you want a boner. She's in every club, you're in danger if you walk up on her. Caramel complexion, body built to last. You can't tell her nothing, she's in it for the cash. Tricks jocking, but there's only one lucky bro. Little do they know she's a trifling hoe. Into the bins and off the money's crib, and off with the clothes, and when he comes, he'll get dead. Fucked in the head of dead brother ain't funny, but she did it for the love of money.
In the projects, Lois had kids for days and days, 'cause she found a way that having kids pays. Counting checks in full effect, so what the heck? Laid on her back, got a stack, so who's the Mac? See, the problem is Lois' mom's was on county too, so Lois thought it was the cool thing to do. It might as well be a porno flick or a porno scene, 'cause Lois got paid for doing the wild thing. But the consequences was she bore life into strife in a basket full of butcher knives. In God we trust, or in paper we trust, but paper's a must for the love of money.
Stone is his name, jacking is how he gets paid. He runs about 4 moves every day. Cop him a sack and believe it's on. If you're rolling them things, yo, you better get gone. He don't care who you are, do you hear me, G? All he want is your rims and your system, see? 'Cause BS walks and money talks. This is the way of the world. What a gat, he's doing his part. If you're a victim, don't front like a hero. He'll empty the clip and you're nothing but a zero. So back up and let homie do his job. For the love of money, occupation to rob.
Deep down in your eardrums, I know you like it, so yo, won't you just come closer, so you can see who's playing that funky sound that's going down, and you're saying that Jimmy Z is the one you like to see, on the FLUTE, yeah.
It's just what Jimmy gave ya, but with a hip hop flavor. On your radio, stereo, and your compact. I'm only making sure you remember that. It's the man that they call Jimmy Z, getting you hyper. So just call him the Pied Piper. So I know you wanna see Jimmy Z on the FLUTE, yeah.
Insomma, queste erano due chicche targate Ruthless, proprio per esperti o per super appassionati dell'etichetta californiana, perché prima Yomo & Mokey, un duo che è poi sparito, il cui pezzo però For the Love of Money, incluso nel loro disco Are You Experienced, fu coverizzato paro paro dai Bone Thugs and Harmony, peraltro con l'utilizzo sempre della produzione di DJ Ella, che era anche produttore del pezzo originale. Poi a seguire ci siamo ascoltati Jimmy Z dall'album Musical Madness. Il pezzo era Funky Flute, un flautista, quindi non solo al di fuori degli schemi per la Ruthless Records, ma direi anche al di fuori degli schemi dell'hip hop in generale, avere un flautista, fare un disco con produzioni di Dr. Dre, come in questo caso, che partecipava anche al pezzo con dei suoi rap. Insomma, Dr. Dre, che appunto, come vi dicevo prima, dopo il 1991 andò via dagli NWA, consacrandone quindi la loro separazione, il loro scioglimento, e si aprì la sua etichetta insieme a Suge Knight, la Death Row, per la quale registrò The Chronic e cambiò di nuovo la storia dell'hip hop West Coast. Ma appunto questa è un'altra storia. Rimaniamo nella Ruthless Records, che peraltro nel 1992 era ancora più che attiva, continuava la sua attività, e uscirono due dischi molto belli secondo me, e peraltro anche abbastanza sottovalutati. Il primo è il disco di un gruppo che vide la produzione di DJ Quick, perché erano in realtà nel suo giro, un DJ Quick che non aveva mai collaborato prima con la Ruthless Records, ma questo gruppo trovò l'accordo per fare il suo album di esordio proprio con loro, con la Ruthless. Parlo dei Penthouse Players Click, l'album si chiamava Paid the Cost, e ci ascoltiamo un pezzo che si chiama Black is a Poet, prodotto appunto proprio da DJ Quick. E a seguire ci andiamo invece ad ascoltare un pezzo tratto dall'EP di esordio solista di MC Rin, che per me rimane uno dei migliori rapper della storia dell'hip hop. L'EP si chiamava Kiss My Black Ass, era prodotto da DJ Train, e da questo ci ascoltiamo Hound Dogs.
Yeah. Kick one for the Uzi brothers. Richie Rich. Battle Cat. RSVP. And Ray Mack. I'm a black man, look at the back of my hand. A dark black man, and I'm about to take a stand. Yeah, I'm brown, but I'm black. If you are, but ain't your whack. A lighter man like Quick can be just as black as I am. Brown skinned and brighter, darker, lighter. Only black if you're whiter. I'm a writer, a poet, a player, and I'm humble. Love making suckers look silly and Louisiana gumbo. You want some, you can't eat it with a spoon. An open mind and a pen, you'll be real full soon. Food for thought, I ain't fine with they bought. I got a grip on a grip. If I slip, I won't get caught. Am I just a radical safe? The drama, please. I break just to break the untruth to their knees. I'm not Kumo, a Chuck D, I'm just me. Another way, way, way above average MC. I live to give more, take just what's mine. I'm not the one just for fun, and I don't need a cosign. If I'm talking in riddles, just call me the Riddler. If suckers are living large, I'd rather live littler. This isn't for everyone, but it is for anyone. If I just reach two or three, that's plenty. 2020, his vision is clearer now. Together we're nearer, a smooth collision course with greatness. Why I'm misunderstood, I guess it's my fate. I still and will wait, cause I know I'm good. Pinna, pinna, pinna. Suckers!
Black is a poet, and know it. Black is real.
Hey, God.
Black is a poet, and know it.
I'm an educated man.
Black is a poet, and know it. Black is real.
Real.
Black is a poet, and know it.
Can't y'all clowns see?
Bussin' with a beat like this is quite natural. When you're superior to other MCs, I wouldn't say it if I thought. I do, cause I know. Suckers are leery of the rhymes that I blow. Now I'm paid cause I've stayed up, down for whatever. Letting up never cause I'm this much more clever. Forever I'm playing, staying. Hear what I'm saying? Praying to God so I can keep coming this hard. I'm unavoidable, to me they've got to come. And OGPPC, LTD is where I'm from. I'm never meeting defeat in a battle to a beat. If
your boys are hungry again, my treat, it's later and greater for me, cause I'm grander. My candor signifies the real. Bland are the busters, why? Because they wanna be. Wanna be's the opposite of me. I can and I do, I am and I will. Yeah, that's how true players feel. Stronger, lasting longer, feeding fighters that hunger. And my freaks just get stronger and stronger. Why? I got it good, I get too much pussy. That's right, but I'm not pussy, I don't have to be. I rock and babes jock, but I'm a chooser lover, cause I'm true to me.
Black is a poet.
Back in the 12th grade, G, when I used to hang CH to the IP, hanging in the halls, trying to get the young bitches riding my balls. We got dissed cause we were young and kept to ourselves, show, because it's all about self. We used to try to get the number and the name, but back then they wanted motherfuckers in the dope game. We used to try to fuck with hoes in our graduating class, the ones with rumors giving up the ass. We go to a dance, we see hoes rolling eyes at my crew, but what the fuck can I do? They wouldn't even give a nigga like me a chance though, because my feet was my transport. You ask them to dance, they start to riff, and on the way home, niggas never gave us a lift. But now the tables turned around, every motherfucker and his mama wanna be down. I see the bitches at the clubs, the same ones, they're thinking they're fine and also running the same line. What's up, Rent? We used to be in the same class. I'm shaking my head, yeah, and I'm listening to this lying ass. They ask me, what have I been up to? Knowing damn well I make money from my record sales. I sip on my drink and say, see ya, cause only a four-legged pregnant mutt can be ya, a hound dog. Now when they see me, they speak first, but used to dumb my raps cause I curse. They used to say I wouldn't make it cause I use profanity and call myself a nigga with an attitude. But once again, the tables turned around, niggas trying to be down, walking up like a hound. Especially the ones that never had nothing to say. Now they talk to me like an hour every day, asking me what's up with Easy or Dr. Dre. Yo, did he marry Michelle A? Or did the DOC get his voice back? And niggas think I mean when I say I'm not a magazine. Cause when I come around, I wanna kick it. The local niggas asking me for concert tickets. The same fools that used to go to my school. When you see me on the streets, just chill and be cool. So if you really wanna be down, don't crowd around a nigga like a hound. You fucking hound dog. They come in all shapes and sizes, jocking round rim with a gang of surprises. Nothing but a groupie in sheep's clothing. This shit makes me laugh when the homies want an autograph. I feel like I'm on a talk show, because they ask all they questions and say they gotta go. Never wanna know how I'm making out. All they wanna know is when my album's coming out. Or ask me, yo Ren, when are you going on tour? I tell them the same time like I told you before. Then it's always one begging for me to kick him down. Quit pissing on my leg, I never knew you, you fucking hound. So go back to your hole and fetch your phone. And quit retrieving on mine, cause nigga, you got your own. And talk about me behind my back, nigga, please. So much of a hound, all you're missing is your fleas. Scratching all day because you're itching. You're trying to get some news, wishing you was in my shoes. But tripping like that, you'll never be down. Cause Rand don't like a fucking hound. You're straight hound dog.
Penthouse Players con Black is a Poet, un pezzo che esulava un po' nei contenuti dal resto dell'album, che era molto sul pimping and owing, però qui c'era invece un contenuto un po' più profondo che rifletteva proprio sull'essere neri e su tutte le complicazioni del caso, che insomma ben sappiamo. E a seguire invece ci siamo ascoltati un pezzo di MC Rin tratto da Kiss My Black Ass, produzione DJ Train, che era uno dei produttori in forza alla Ruthless Records, alternativo diciamo a Dr. Dre, Yella, Cold 187, che però purtroppo morì vittima di un incendio della propria casa. Peccato, perché al di là ovviamente dal punto di vista umano è inutile stare qui a dirlo, ma anche dal punto di vista artistico è stata una grossa perdita. Poteva dare molto di più all'hip hop, perché DJ Train è uno che ha sempre fatto belle cose quando era dietro ai boards. Oh, a questo punto la frizione tra Easy e Dr. Dre, che se n'era ufficialmente andato, era diventata molto grande. Dr. Dre lo dissò nel pezzo Dre Day ufficialmente. Easy peraltro c'era rimasto molto male della scissione, perché a differenza della scissione con Ice Cube, che fu metabolizzata abbastanza bene dal resto degli NWA, quella con Dr. Dre per Easy fu una ferita molto grande, perché questa appunto decretò la fine degli NWA e considerava poi Dr. Dre un grande amico. A questo punto quindi la faida era in piedi e Easy fece uscire un EP da solista tutto quanto dedicato proprio a insultare pesantemente Dr. Dre. Si chiamava proprio It's On Dr. Dre Killa, e da questo ci ascoltiamo il pezzo classico del quale c'era anche il classico video, che era Real Motherfucking G's insieme a Dresda e BG Knockout. Poi a seguire ci andiamo a sentire un progetto veramente particolare curato da Eazy-E e dalla Ruthless Records, di questo gruppo di origine ebraica che basava tutta la sua esistenza, i suoi testi, proprio sul rivendicare il loro ebraismo. Si chiamano infatti Blood of Abraham, il disco si chiamava Future Prophets e il pezzo in questione era il singolo Stabbed by the Steeple.
Your set don't accept ya. Scared to kick it with your homies, cause you know they don't respect you. So nigga, please check nuts before you step to these motherfucking real G.
Well, it's the knockout definition, original baby gangsta. Approach me like you hard motherfucker. I'ma bank ya, shank ya with my fucking shank if I have to. Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg are fucking actors, gangsters, studio gangsters, busters. But this time you're dealing with some real motherfuckers. Jeez, nigga, please don't try to step, cause if you do, then the big captains, all that would be left. See, young niggas like me, I'll break you on something. Climb in my city, but Dre, you ain't from Compton. Niggas like y'all is what I call all the bees, and ain't shit compared to real motherfucking G's.
Real Motherfucking G's, una delle canzoni diss che è diventata un classico dell'hip hop. Easy si avvaleva in questo caso della collaborazione di Dresda e BG Knockout, due giovani gangbangers slash rappers di Compton, con i quali appunto aveva registrato questo pezzo dove rispondeva in maniera pesante a Dr. Dre. Poi ci siamo ascoltati Blood of Abraham, un'altra creazione di Easy, una creazione che aveva destato un po' di controversia, ma non aveva fatto grandissimo successo. Questo gruppo di bianchi ebrei che registrarono però questo album che si chiamava Future Profits, con belle produzioni e dei rap decenti. Il pezzo che ci siamo ascoltati, Stand by the Steeple, insomma, ne testimoniava la qualità, che è da riscoprire secondo me, senza portare alle stelle questo disco, però insomma non era male come all'epoca le critiche invece avevano sentenziato. Noi siamo arrivati alla fine di questa lunga puntata di Original Street Grooves, una puntata dove abbiamo omaggiato la Ruthless Records di Easy E del DNWA, una Ruthless Records che è arrivati insomma alla metà degli anni 90 è andato un po' in calare a livello sia di vendite che di popolarità. Qualche altra uscita a livello singolo di MC Rin, ma poi sostanzialmente l'etichetta è morta con la morte per cause relative all'AIDS di Easy stesso. Però prima di lasciarci, Easy aveva trovato un altro grande gruppo che aveva lanciato e che aveva sostanzialmente mandato in orbita li aveva pescati a Cleveland, in Ohio, quindi al di fuori della sua California, della sua Los Angeles, e sono i Bone Thugs and Harmony, dei quali vi avevo già parlato prima. Loro fecero il loro esordio nel 95 è la data del loro secondo album. Loro fecero il loro esordio nel 1994 con Creaming on a Come Up, che fu di grandissimo successo, doppio platino, e da quello ci ascoltiamo un estratto di For the Love of Money, che era il remake del pezzo di cui vi avevo parlato prima di Yoko e Molky. Però poi ci ascoltiamo un pezzo da quello che pensate è il disco più venduto della storia della Ruthless, cioè il loro secondo album, i 1999 Eternal, che era tra l'altro dedicato proprio a Easy, che era recentemente scomparso, uscito nel 1995, un disco che ha venduto più di 4 milioni di copie prendendo il quadruplo platino, e il pezzo che ci ascoltiamo si chiama East 1999, con il loro stile particolare, super veloce, delle basi però rilassanti. Erano sicuramente avanti rispetto ai tempi e sono stati presi ad esempio da molti artisti di oggi. Uno tra questi, tra l'altro, è proprio Kendrick Lamar. Poi, visto che ormai siamo andati oltre, come si dice a Roma, abbiamo fatto 30, facciamo 31, voglio però chiudere con un pezzo di quello che rimane il mio gruppo preferito della storia della Ruthless, insieme agli NWA, cioè gli Above the Law, che hanno fatto tutti i dischi potentissimi. Io dal loro album del 1992, che si chiamava Black Mafia Life, vi voglio far ascoltare VSOP. E con queste ultime bombe vi saluto, ringrazio ancora tutte e tutti all'ascolto qui di Radiosonar.net, di Genemy Network e soprattutto di Original Street Grooves, che vi ricordo trovate in podcast su app e sul sito sempre e quando volete, come tutte le grandi trasmissioni di Radiosonar.net. Dai, e grazie a tutti da Claudio Contini. Yo!
Yummy. So nigga don't think it's funny, I'm coming up quicker than not quack, cause flesh be loving this money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them same clip dusters, making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheese for the green leaves, never catch me sleep. Standing on the grind, getting mine, stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 99, giving up that yayo, making me say yo, 20s, nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211, gotta get what's mine, then bailing. Me kicking up dust, I'm trailing, failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night quiet. Mission to check a meal and still be real. Thugging on the clock, like creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another pot and scheme. Gotta make some great consult. Just nut up, what up? Gotta get that business on. Even though the Buddha run has done me feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Gotta make your money, man.
That money, man, is still the same now.
Gotta make your money, man.
That money, man.
Back in the days when the yellow's 89, little nigga on the grind, gotta get my doing my crime with two in here, steady stacking my ends, put my surf down on the clear 99, hitting up the graveyard ship with real little wheel, big Wally and wishbone, little Wally high rollers, anyway they want niggas so strong, crazy bone, stack rock Jake, much love, kept a nigga on his toes in the game, it's an everyday thing when you're letting nuts hang, gotta make a grand at least daily, man, them Cleveland hustlers, never no busters, look to the heartbeat of niggas from the land food, and the old school, just about to sit as if he fucking with truth, rest in peace, little nigga. Rinse, distress that bone, little smoking no bud. Cause a nigga moped up, calling on my niggas when it's time to nut up. And the 99 niggas gon' drop to the number one with your gun, so run, run. Cleveland is the city where a nigga come from, slinging them
niggas that's going gun. Down up in the sea town. Get them up with a thug and a nigga with the bug and the fifth rose. But the niggas still close, let them out with the party. They ways up, niggas roll up the Buddha. Smoke it all up, nigga, don't stiff on the reefer. More on than up on the dick up with this fast like a Roger when this shit is creeper. Glock, when the mirror eyes come swinging me fly. Come up in the drop on the gunshot, pop, locked up in the body and the bullshit stop. Whenever them trouble knocks, with the popo niggas roll solo, spin up and swerve. Cause you take caution, take a mic, and you ain't toasted. Send them in the road to the curb, running, ducking, jumping up in the land. My niggas is crazy. We're swinging, we're bucking, we're bang on the clock, and my nigga is daily. Who the nigga with the 12 games? Miss a sound off leather face, like a better pray. He tunnel it, thugs, the east, 99, and now we're
gonna get the to the FC. Pop blast for the cash, then I mash the gas. Gonna dash away from them cops. Got little more bars, steadily flipping on rolls. Ripping up flesh with six balls, best that.
Niggas done cocking, popping them in gun. They let them in and then they hand off. And I got to have it fun. Leaving them hung, right there faking. Yo, stingy, yo, gangsta bitch trick. Niggas are getting picked. I'm hitting the shit and I'm spinning them into the darkness. Consider me heartless. So, yes, flash, be running a whole check. Better check your Rolex. Yet, time now for giving up respect to the messy teeth from senior league. But scantless niggas that dwell hell off on the far side and bail. Leaving a trail of the bloody victims. The thug mauling them all and never to catch me slipping and sipping and pippin' and biting. They give me time instead of the tripping. We're flipping the scripts on over. See the bottom be never sober. Niggas told you trigger showed you East 995 soldiers.
But I went red and wrong, try to run and get away, but it's just too late. Watch out, buck shots when I come buck buck. Better guard that fucking face. Dumping them slug on your fools. Rolling with me, true. Drinking brews. Don't start no shit. We come equipped, so niggas stay cool. 187. You think that you're going to heaven? With slugs all up in that chest, on the hell is where you be dwelling. Popping them, clipping them bodies, me dumping. Watching you fall to the pit with me 9 mil pumping. Putting them bodies all off in them graves.
Cleveland is the city where we come from, so
with the speech, cause it's me, KMG, more flexing the sex
oh,
on the
yes,
beach.
My brother takes two to tangle, since we got him, well, we got him, we better use the right
so
angle.
So I'ma push in the back of the bush, cause it's a wonderful
yeah,
feeling.
Yeah, cause we got the goods for your suckers and I deduce the whole pot of gumbo, the whole gallon of
so
juice.
I'ma ease up on them real quick, watch
well,
me hit
all in the ratio of what we hit him up for, cause when I'm on the dice, I roll a seven coming out, I take your car, your woman, your whole damn house.
So now, I step with the quickness, yeah. And flex my ends to my bends and let God be
oh,
the witness.
I'm gonna teach you how to body slam, let me show you, but step into my wall, I got something dope for
so hold on to my woody, and don't be scared when we do the bump
yeah,
boogie.
It's like bump, 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 bump. That's the sound of my heater when the ill stuff jumps.
I keep it strictly confidential, bulletproof is requested. Got the fist in my hand and I've already blessed.
So toast to the boogie G, cause I'm C-O-L-D. The beat is kinda humping and I'm tipsy.
Cause everything is on the one, it's a natural high. When I get to the hook of the joint, you know why.
Everything is fine when you're rolling with your homies in the little bit of VSOP. Now the ladies get hot with a whole lot of chronic and a gallon of the VSOP. If you want it for fun, free your mind, take a couple of mega shots of VSOP. Now your ego get hype and you turn it to a G with a little bit of
VSOP.
To G or not to G, which is the answer? Out of control, then sell your soul.
Yeah, they screaming on a big kid, trying to find a quick pick, looking for the real.
Hold up, but that's counterfeit. On the real, the funk don't appeal. You think you got caught, but you're really down and out.
So hold on tight as we take you down the runway. How many times I got to tell you I don't play?
Oh, and if you didn't know, I had to change my pattern because I roll my ride around the rings of Saturn.
Ooh, yeah, we're chilling like Venus. See, it's been like 89 since that last time you seen us.
Tell me, my peoples, did you miss me on the real? We was never paper chaps like Hollyfield.
Yeah, visionist. A sucker trying to sky me when I'm hotter than Kuwait or California.
Cause
earthquake.
I got the munchies for your love, so come and kick it. But you better come prepared, cause it gets kinda wicked.
Yeah, cause you can walk the plank if you're scheming for my bank. Don't play me like a trick, yo, my name ain't
cause big. Everything is on the one, it's a natural high. When we get to the hook of the blunt, you know why.
Everything is fine when you're rolling with your homies and a little bit of VSOP. When I was at the mall the other day, I saw some honeys and I offered us some VSOP. Now the party was popping when the brother bailed in with a gang on VSOP. At the end of the jam, you should all run out and get a gallon of VSOP. 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 VSOP.